Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Let's get more perspective on this team, where they're going, what's coming up, even the draft. We'll talk to Michael Bauman. He is the pride of Fangraphs.com, and of course, he is on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Michael, how are you?
I'm doing good, and things are going well in Cleveland, I hear.
Oh, wait, we're on a one-game winning streak.
How about that, Michael?
We're feeling good.
Happy days are here again.
Hey, word on the street is you're down with the draft, and I got to be honest, we don't know a whole ton of it. So what middle infielder can we expect the Guardians to draft this year? Yes.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So there's a good crop of high school middle infielders, some intriguing shortstop prospects.
This sounds dirty already.
We'd prefer a second baseman, Michael.
So there's a couple guys there. You know, I talked to Billy Carlson and Caden Cunningham, who were two of the top high school shortstop prospects when I was at the Combine in Phoenix a few weeks ago. But I think that, you know, where the Guardians are right now, obviously, I think there's a chance to have some really high upside picks if they're willing to take some risks at 27. There are some guys who are appearing at like 30s and 40s on the draft boards who I think really either really stood out at the Combine or have some really exciting tools. So, you know, it's not as bad a draft position as you would think.
As long as, is there any potential to get a guy that can hit more than 130 in the bigs?
I'll be nice.
We have five guys that are just struggling in the lineup every night.
So I'll give you one. If they want to break their nobody over 6 foot rule, there's a high school kid named Quentin Young, who is the nephew of Delman and Dimitri, who showed out at the Combine, put up some ex-Belo numbers in batting practice in the 110s. You know, he's listed as a shortstop. I think he's probably a third baseman at best, maybe a corner outfielder in the pros. But that is some serious pop that'll probably be available in the late 20s, early 30s, if that's the direction they want to go. Another guy who I talked
sold. You already sold me. We're good. The lineage makes me excited.
Man, there were so many guys, like Benny Agbayani's son worked out, Manny Ramirez's son worked out, CC Sabathia's son worked out. It's like I'm no longer a child anymore. So it's just
How do those guys look? How does CC's kid look? How does Manny's kid look?
CC's kid, I think, was the next best of what you'd call the legacies. He's a first baseman, which sort of makes your and a college first baseman, which sort of limits him to day two. You know, pretty big power numbers, just sort of like a tick below the top guys, you know, a lot of high 100s, not a whole lot of 110. So, you know, probably a day two pick, get him in the minors, see how he hits, you know, probably not a star, but definitely a decent pro, I think.
Michael, the Major League Baseball draft is the biggest crapshoot to me of any of the drafts. And in the situation of the Guardians, you know, like the 1 year they took nothing but pitchers. Remember that? I think maybe one guy was an outfielder and they took 19 pitchers or something like that. Can you draft for need for your organization in a baseball draft? Or is it more than any other sport, you must take the best guy on the board?
So yes and no. I think the just the developmental runway for these guys is so long that your needs now are not going to be the same as your needs will be when these guys hit the majors, particularly if you're drafting high schoolers. And so from that perspective, no, you just take the best player available. What I think you do draft for, and especially outside of the top couple picks, is knowing you got to know what your organization does well in terms of development. And so, you know that you're good at developing hitters. You're good at fixing holes in swings. So you can get guys who have upside. You know, the Orioles are reputed to be a really good hitting teaching organization. They picked a first rounder, Vance Honeycutt, at North Carolina a couple of years ago, who I wouldn't have touched with the 10-foot pole, but they think, they think he can fix his swing. The Phillies are good at developing pitching. They can get guys, sort of hard throwing college guys in the later rounds. And sort of coach them up. George Klaassen, who they traded for Carlos Estevez last year at the deadline, as an example of that. So, for the Guardians, I think a guy that I would really be looking at 27 is Marcus Phillips out of Tennessee. He's a huge physical right-hander. Everybody there throws 100. He throws 102. There are questions about arm shape and, arm path and fastball shape, but he was an incredibly effective pitcher. Has all the physical tools, can throw multiple breaking pitches. He's a guy who I think that they could coach up and iron out a lot of those flaws. And for a lot of guys, I'm thinking about one of my favorite prospects in last year's draft was Iowa right-hander Brody Brecht, who struggled with his command, was a big physical righty, touch 100, no problem. I saw him mock to teams like the Phillies that are good at developing pitching, and he went to the Rockies last year, and you could see it just on the draft night cam. He looked absolutely stricken to be going to a team that, really doesn't have a track record of developing pitching. So these kids know it, and I think the Guardians would be smart to leverage that ability of theirs in this draft.
Yeah, let's just getting on to the present day team right now. Do you think if you were sitting in the front, I don't even want to say that. At what point do you think fans need to kind of grasp the fact that the postseason seems like it's a really, really far reach right now because you're coming off the, and I think we're just in a low point right now. I know it's a long season. I know they're coming off a 10-game losing streak, and I can't not see a path to winning the Central, but you can always kind of find a path. When you look at the wild card, what are they, 6.5 back, right? Or they have to jump 6 teams to get into that third spot. Is there any hope, glimmer of hope for a postseason for this?
I checked our playoff odds. We have the Guardians 6.8% of making the wild or making the playoffs, and almost all that's wild card. And I think that's high. Think the time to come to terms with the playoffs not being a thing this year was probably at some point in the past week. Like, you just can't start from that far back in the division and go on a 10-game losing streak. And, that's the season. That's like 7% of the entire season is just that one losing streak. And you said it, the 6 teams to jump over is the big thing. So, you can make up 6.5 games. The Guardians just gave it away. They can make it back in the next week and a half, but you've got to make that up over so many teams. I would almost rather be 9 or 10 games back with one team to jump at this point in the season rather than 6.5 games back with 6 to jump. They're closer to the A's in 14th place than they are to a wild card spot right now. So I think the time to make your peace with this season probably being a write off is right about now.
Thanks.
Sorry. But no, I wanted to keep talking about the draft.
I had to take you down the wrong road. I'm sorry.
Michael Bauman joining us from FanGraphs, and he has MLB draft information that's coming out this week and next week as teams get ready to go for the draft. I've seen the Guardians in mock drafts, and I love baseball mock drafts. I mean, talk about a crapshoot. At power hitters. They had the number one pick last year. There were some great power hitters that were available. Nick Kurtz, Jack Caglione, Charlie Condon, who's moved up to Double-A recently. They took Travis Bazzana, a middle infielder, and we all cringed, even though Travis Bazzana is a good prospect. If they had a mulligan, do you think they would take Travis Bazzana again?
Probably not. I think that, you just look at how fast Kurtz has moved, how fast Jack Caglione has moved, how fast Chase Burns has moved, and you probably take one of those guys. But I think Bazzana was a completely defensible pick. He didn't have the size of a Condon or a Kurtz or a Caglione, but he's the guy I would have chosen. And I was as high on Burns as anybody, just because the ability to play second base, And his power numbers stood up against any of those guys in college. And so, you know, you sort of hope to maybe you're passing on a potential 40, 45 homer guy. But if you can get a 25 homer guy who can post a, you know, like a mid 300s OBP out of the middle infield, you know, that's a rich man's Jason Kipnis. That's Jose Ramirez. Like, that's, you guys know that archetype of player better than anybody. And so, you know, I don't think he's a bad prospect. I don't think he's going to end up going down as a bad first round pick. And I'll say this, like, the jury is very much not out on guys like Kurtz and Caglione. They've still got a ways to go in terms of really proving to me that they're going to be, you know, first division starters as first base DH types. You know, that's a hard profile to make work long term. So, you know, I know if you draft a college guy, you're not supposed to be that patient, but I would say it's not, you know, I've sat through disaster number one overall picks. This is not a disaster to me yet.
Yeah, I was just kind of looking through Fangraphs at Guardians top prospects. There's especially the guys in A-ball that we don't really talk a whole lot about. And, you know, we've spent a lot of time talking about Chase DeLauder and CJ Cephas lately because their bats are either hot or were hot, or people want to see DeLauder. And then I think we're all kind of bummed out that Bazanas hurt at this point. But when you size up even just the top 10 guys on your prospects list, you know, what should we be looking at, especially a kid that's number one at high A ball?
Yeah, I mean, that's the long track record of you know, the sort of high school guys and I guess in this case a free agent from the Dominican. You know, it's, again, it's middle infield, it's contact, it's, you know, it, but with you know, when you're looking at a switch hitting 16-year-old Dominican shortstop, you're hoping that he can sort of grow up and fill out. And, you know, he's not a big guy, but he's grown into a little bit of power. And I think that's, you know, maybe that's a second baseman in the long term, but, you know, if you can get a little bit less power from a little farther down the defensive spectrum, then the rest of your lineup becomes easier to fill out. So that, you know, that's why those guys, I tend to favor middle infield guys or up the middle prospects. And in some respect, when I'm looking at draft, you know, potential draft prospects. Hmm.
Michael, you wrote a story a couple weeks ago, and you mentioned Chase Burns, but you have Burns, who's come up, and he throws really hard, and Paul Skeens, who's been terrific, and Mizorowski from Milwaukee, mm-hmm. who has stepped in and has looked really good so far. Are we on the cusp of a new great era of pitching, or are these just three or four or five, throw in a couple of other guys if you want, pitchers who have come up and been really good? Obviously, velocity is such a huge thing these days, and these guys are cashing in on it.
Yeah, I think what stands out to me, and this is the Skeens and Mizorowski piece that I wrote, these guys are just so big. And it's not just big, they're big, they're like, they're athletic, they're physical. You know, Paul Skeens is 6'6", 260, and will probably end up heavier than that before he's done. But, like, he was a catcher until he got to LSU. He's an athlete.
And Air Force, he was a catcher.
Yeah, guys that big who are athletes are like NFL left tackles, and you know, to get one, those guys are playing baseball now. Marcus Phillips is another guy who I would put in that similar mold physically. And I think everybody's just getting bigger and stronger. I think that there's greater knowledge of what it takes to become a really refined pitcher in terms of pitch design. You know, there's all these independent pitching labs. I talked to a guy, Nate Sneed, who was a closer at Tennessee at the draft. He came into one of these labs as a high school freshman or sophomore. He was throwing low 80s. He topped out at 102. He was the hardest throwing pitcher who worked out at the combine this year. And he wants to throw even harder going forward. And so I think that the fact that you can get this kind of training at the college level or even at the high school level, you know, your private hitting coach or your private pitching coach is not just some dude with a batting cage. Like, these are rocket scientists now. I think that's, you know, that's a lot of what has shaped the strikeout and velocity revolutions of the past few years. And, you know, we will probably reach a point where all that plateaus, or they'll find some other breakthrough and it'll just keep going. But just the level of skill and athleticism from the young pitchers coming up, you know, maybe it's easy to get over your skis a little bit, you know, for about two innings of Burns' debut. I don't know if you guys watched it, but for about two innings, he looked like the best pitcher who ever lived.
Yeah.
And right now he's, you know, through three starts, he's got an 8.10 ERA. So, you know, like I said, be patient, but
that second start was rough.
Yeah. But just the level of talent and skill that rookies have, particularly on the pitching side. I've been doing this for over a decade. It blows me away.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You can listen to The Fan anytime, anywhere on the free Odyssey app or by telling your smart speaker to play 92.3 The Fan. And now you can find 92.3 The Fan on YouTube. Subscribe to our channel. Watch all of the best content from your favorite shows. And they're right here on The Fan each and every weekday.
Well, probably not. I think that, you just look at how fast Kurtz has moved, how fast Jack Aglione has moved, how fast Chase Burns has moved, and you probably take one of those guys. But I think Bazzano was a completely defensible pick. He didn't have the size of a Condon or a Kurtz or a Caglione, but he's the guy I would have chosen. And I was as high on Burns as anybody, just because the ability to play second base and his power numbers stood up against any of those guys in college. And so, you sort of hope to maybe you're passing on a potential 40, 45 homer guy. But if you can get a 25 homer guy who can post a mid 300s OBP out of the middle infield, that's a rich man's Jason Kipnis. That's
All right. So that was Michael Bauman from Fangraphs.com. He was just with us. And, Jeff asked, I thought, a really good question. If the Guardians could go back to a year ago and redraft and take that number one pick over again, would they still take Travis Bazzano?
Michael said, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't think that's if he's not hurt right now, I don't think that question, I don't even think it would go through my mind. But because he's hurt and because the team is struggling and they're struggling at the plate and defensively, I think it's a valid question right now. But it's, it's recency bias too.
Well, yes. I honestly think that the injuries at second base have been one of the big things that have really hurt this team this year. Think about it. Bazzano would have been the guy that everybody would be paying attention to in the minor leagues.
Yes.
And certainly more so than Chase DeLauder.
I don't think we'd be in such a hurry to want to see DeLauder right now.
And Kafis.
And Kafis for sure.
If Bazzano were playing, we'd all be watching him like crazy and wondering if he was doing well, and he was doing okay at Double A Akron. He wasn't setting the world on fire. If he had improved and it got kicked up to Triple A, he might be here, because a couple of these guys already have. Chase Burns, it's the number two pick, is up with Cincinnati, and he looks good.
Right.
Or three starts. Nick Kurtz has already hit 13 home runs for the Athletics. Caglione up with Kansas City. He's struggling right now. And Christian Moore is up with the Angels, and he's barely played, and he's struggling a little bit. And another guy, Cam Smith, is up with the Cubs, and he's the third baseman. But Bezzana gets hurt, so he's out, and we're not paying any attention to him. Gabe Arias got the second base job probably by default after they traded Andrés Giménez, because the front office, when they traded Giménez, Andy, had to think, okay, between Gabriel Arias and Juan Brito, we're covered at second base for this year, maybe 2 years, while Bezzana gets ready to go. Well, Arias is okay at the beginning. Then his bat starts to slide. Then he gets hurt. And then Juan Brito gets hurt right away. And when you think Juan's going to come up here, he's not because he's hurt. Then he comes back and he's starting to swing the bat pretty well. And then he yanked his hamstring. I don't know where that stands right now. My guess is he'd have already been up here if he hadn't yanked his hamstring. And you could see when he pulled his hamstring running to first base, man, he was dejected. Because he knew, I'm like a game or three away from being called up to the majors for the first time. That's the guy I really want to see. They got him from Colorado for Nolan Jones before they got Nolan Jones back from Colorado for Tyler Freeman. And the thought was Juan Brito's an elite second base prospect who can really hit and hit for power. And without Arias, Brito is the next man up. I think Brito probably would have had the job out of spring training if he were healthy. Instead, we haven't seen him all year. And depending on the hamstring, we might not.
Yeah. I think you're right about Bezzana. And I do think it would have taken someone. Like, I know we're all pushing to see DeLotta right now. But if Bezzana's not hurt, I don't think that that's even coming into play.
I thought it was interesting that Terry Pluto said after watching DeLotta that he was giddy about him. Terry said, I'm in baseball love with the guy. And that's think about where this team is. Don't you want more than Jose Ramirez and Stephen Kwan and a pitching staff that you can be all excited about? And that's why you want to see DeLotta. That's why you want to see Bezzana up here. That's why I want to see Brito up here.
I mean, if you look at Fangraphs, Anel Henao is a guy who's hurt right now too. And you've got your, according to Fangraphs, your number one and number two guys who are top prospects, and Henao is a high A. So, you know, you're looking at these two. Could that be your future middle infield, right? You sit there, you go 1-2, and if he wasn't hurt, he may have been through that, but he's on a rehab assignment in Arizona, according to this right now. So he started the season on the IL because he's got shoulder issues. So you know, when things go wrong, man, they really go wrong. You know, we're talking about things going sideways at the plate, and you know, according to Fangraphs, your top two prospects are hurt. Your number three prospect is a guy everyone's screaming for, and you know, they're worried about bringing him up because they don't want him to get hurt, and they're just kind of stringing together games for him to kind of ramp him up to be ready for the bigs. It's also interesting to look at the top 10, Jeff. I think what do they have? 1, 2, 3, 4 of the top 10 guys are middle infielders. And that goes back to Brito. Brito is at 10, sitting at second base. So, I mean, there's options there. It's just a matter of could this thing come together somewhere down the road rather than where we are right now? Because right now sucks. I'm not going to lie. You know it. Everyone knows it. And the other part that stings is Dan bringing up the return on the Lindor deal yesterday. And of course, now I'm starting to look at it. I'm like, oh my God, they got nothing on this right now. Nothing but misery. Thanks.
You got Luis Ortiz.
They got nothing on this. Nothing. I just don't see. And the other question that came into play with Ballman was, you know, I said, look, you know, you still want to try to get a wild card spot, but you got six teams that jump to get into that third spot. And I was thinking that he was going to say, you probably got to figure out the next 5 days here if you kind of want to make a run, but you got to get some wins in those 5 days, and you got to hope that you can jump up. I do think there's a little bit more hope in that jump up scenario just because two of the teams that are ahead of you are in the AL Central. And if you make that your focus to say, okay, all right, look, we had a bad run. Maybe we can start to string things together again. Let's just try to get to second place in the Central. That's what the goal is. Forget about everything else. If that happens, now you're moving up to what, the number three spot away from two. You'd be jump. You're at six, or you got to jump six. Never mind. So you would jump two of those teams that are ahead of you in the wild card race. No, I don't know. Are we missing? Am I just wasting my breath talking about this, or just assume? Okay, time to move forward.
I would say it's time to move forward, unless you.
I don't want to though. That's the problem. I'm still hanging on to a little bit of the season.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you how to think or live your life.
I mean, I
if
can't.
You want to hang on and think that they could still make the wild card? Absolutely.
I think you should. I mean, it's not over. However,
the Central feels like it's over. That feels over.
I would agree with that. But if you can get into the wild card,
you're more than a month out, probably.
But it's this, Andy. Have you seen anything from this offense that gives you any kind of reassurance that they're going to hit the ball this year?
No, I watch games and I'm praying that Quan or Ramirez is up next the entire game. And then I sit back and I can relax. I'm like, okay, Santana's up. There's a chance.
Play every game in Houston so David Fry can put one in the Crawford boxes.
There you go.
Last night, the guys on the telecast are even talking about, should Houston walk Jose Ramirez with men on first and second?
Well, he got walked on Sunday, didn't he?
They didn't. Yes. And he hit a three-run homer. I mean, if they start walking Jose when bases aren't open, that's going to tell you all you need to know about what other managers think about the Guardians' offense.
With Santana behind him, it's still kind of, you're pressing your luck a little. He's the third guy in when I think of, okay, confidence-wise, who can get me a hit, right?
There's A, B, and C. And I would think that those letters actually reflect more than an order. I think they reflect value. Your A guy is Jose, your B guy is Stephen Kwan, your C is Carlos Santana, and I don't know if you have any other Cs.
When they were playing well in the beginning of the season, it was hard not to. How many guys did we have on the show and we'd be like, man, I can't believe the Guardians, you know, they look pretty good. They're doing all right. They're fighting.
You know what they did?
They were within a few games of the Tigers.
Well, you know what they were doing?
Jumping back and forth.
The same thing they did last year. How did they do it? That we wondered that all season long. We looked at the team and we thought, man, how are they pulling this off?
The biggest mystery was their diff, right? I know it's for Cavs, but that run differential between runs scored and runs allowed.
It's forever not funny.
They hit the ball over the fence last year. This year, they're not.
Well, that guy who hit the ball over the fence is a Diamondback.
This team doesn't slug. They don't get extra bases at all. If they get a hold of it, it's a hard single. Like, that kills
you. No, there are two guys that get extra bases, and they're the two guys we're talking about.
I am very glad they reacquired Nolan Jones. And though Tyler Freeman has been hitting the ball very well for Colorado, he's been hitting the ball for Colorado, not a whole lot of productivity, but his average has been pretty good. So good for Tyler. He's a great guy and did a nice job here. But I'm glad they brought Nolan Jones back. I'm a little perplexed as to how he has just three home runs, but I'm also perplexed as to why he hasn't played just every day. Just put him out there and figure it out. And if not, then you know at the end of the year, you can't count on him for anything.
Where are we with that? Like, why, at what point do you say, put your arms up in the air and just go, okay, we're going to put you out there, and if you're going to hit 151 or you're going to hit 180, we're going through this and we are going to go forward and try to just, do you just do that?
I would have a long time ago.
So what is the infatuation with doing that? Like what drives that? Is that the manager that drives that? Is it the front office?
I don't know.
Is that a computer? Is that Univac telling them who to play every night? I don't know.
What I do know is whatever they're doing isn't working. I mean, the platooning for the offense isn't working. And that's why, and when Terry is with us, he said, you know, what assets do they have to trade? Not a whole lot, because to trade an asset means another team wants that person. And I would think...
He was dead on when I said that, too.
I would think if your team, you know, if the Guardians, and boy, I sure hope not, if they thought for any reason that they, you know, Stephen Kwan is somebody they have to move, I think it's too early to move him because he's a couple of years away from free agency. I wouldn't even think about it. But he's an asset other teams would want. Jose, certainly, you can't trade Jose. You just don't want to do that. Carlos Santana, I read a piece that Boston would be a perfect spot for him because they've had first base issues, and I thought, yeah, that would be a good fit because Boston's still trying to get a wild card spot. So keep Boston on the radar there. That might be interesting. But other than that, pitching. I can't see any other position players who would draw any interest from any other teams. Unless maybe Austin Hedges. Somebody needs a backup catcher. You're not going to get much.
Let me just put it this way. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. You know, I asked Terry Pluto about that in the beginning. I go, fire sale. And he was just like, well, who are you selling? And I was like.
And he's right.
You're right. Is he right? Is it worth Bieber looking long-term down the road?
Bieber or Klaase?
People were bringing up Kwan yesterday. And, like, that just makes me, like, if you got players that can play, why are you getting rid of them?
Too early to even think about
it. Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.